Okay. October 16th, 2017. The topic is going to be Schach mats from Home Depot. So when I came on Aliyah, on my lift, I had two Schach mats that I bought in the States. They had a Hechsher, I think, from the OK. They had the Hechsher where we'll see that they said that it was made when they went to the factory, and they said that at the time when these mats were produced, they put up signs and an announcement that these mats are not going to be for sleeping, which might be a problem of making the mats into something which could be makabel tuma, but they're for shade. However, these mats did have cotton stringed along, and that's how it was secured. When I came to Israel, I bought had a bigger sukkah, so I bought two other mats. Those mats came with a hechsher that even they didn't even use the cotton, but they used some sort of vine. What? Excuse me.
What's wrong with the cotton?
We'll talk. Yeah. We'll see what. But I'm just noticing the difference that it was even a vine which would secure the reeds of the mats, which are bamboo sticks. The problem with cotton, we'll see, processed fibers can have a problem with Rabbanon of being makabel tuma. So we'll see. There's a problem with Rabbanon of using something like possibly using something like cotton. We'll see two reasons why that might be a problem, and then we'll see why the OK, basing themselves probably on Rav Avadya Yosef, said it's even though it's a problem, might be a problem with Rabbanon, it won't be a problem to secure the mats with it. However, over this past Chag, I saw I printed out for you on page 3, a tshuva from the CRC where they allowed a person to buy, people to buy mats from Home Depot, and those definitely were not made with a mashkiach there saying it's for shade. And these mats even had wire connecting the bamboo strips. So what's going on? What are the possible problems? How did they how did Rav Gedalia Schwartz solve those problems? So we'll see that the one problem is, as I mentioned, is going to be being makabel tuma, as we will see in the first few sources, that if a mat is made for sleeping on, then it can be makabel tuma medrash, and that would be a problem, couldn't be used for schach. And then we're going to go on to another problem of more with the wire and being mamid. We'll see that there's going to be a problem of supporting the schach with something which is makabel tuma. So these wires, which are makabel tuma, are supporting the schach, preventing these very thin reeds from flying away. So how do they get around those two problems? Okay, so let's start with the first source. There it's a Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Yotet, and it mentions Machzelas Kanim, these reed mats, and it talks about four different variables. It talks about if they were made for Shechiva, then the Makabel Tumah, and you can't use them for Schach, but if they were made for Sichuch, for shade, for covering, then they're not being Makabel Tumah, and they can be used. And Rav Eliezer is going to argue on the Tanakhama, and he's starting to differentiate between, and he's not differentiating between small mats and big mats. So what exactly is the machlokas there? It's a little unclear in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains in source 2, Daf Chaf, that both both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer agree, like I said, that if it was made for schach, that it would be good. And if it's made for shchiva, it would be no good. They're only, and both agree, so but they're arguing in a type of stam. Let's say it didn't have any kavana, but it was just a stam mat. And they both agree that if it's a stam small mat, then people sleep on these small mats, and there'd be no, and you can't use, and there'll be makabel tuma, and you can't use it. Their argument is in a stam big mat, where few people might sleep on that. So according to the Tanakhama, he wasn't concerned on that. He said, stam, usually it's for shade, so it'll be okay. And Rav Eliezer was even worried about the few people that might sleep on even on a stam big mat, and therefore he assered it. So how does the CRC, so you see why it made a lot of sense. There is a problem that if mats were made for shkiva, it could be makabel tuma. So I understand why the okay on those mats sent a mashkiach, he said, to the factory, I think it was in Asia and China, and he said they made an announcement, they put up signs and said, this run, the mats, these mats are not going to be made for sleeping on, but they're going to be made for shade purposes.
Did they make them differently?
He also made it slightly differently, is, I mean, that every foot...
Like there's some Thailandese standing there and saying...
No. He's not doing that. But they made one announcement. They put up a sign when I read the okay. And what he also changed was, and I looked at the mat, every foot, instead of having just a half of a bamboo pole, they put a full bamboo pole every foot, which is a little thicker. So he said no one is going to want to sleep on something where it's not a very thin mat, but there's bumps in the mat every foot. So that was something which the... Mashkiach insisted on over there.
Why is the roof not a kli?
It's only it's medrash. Is it something you would sit on, which can be makabel tuma, but not
parts of the house.
I'm sorry.
Parts of the house.
Okay, so we're going to see that the CRC is going to say, how did they get rid of this problem if they didn't have a mashkiach there and say, because we know there are people in Asia that use these mats for sleeping on. So if there are, so shouldn't that be a problem that it could be makabel tuma? So if you looked on page 3. These mats were not stam mats, right? They weren't made for shade. They weren't made for sleeping on. These mats were specifically made for reed fencing. These mats were fencing mats. So you know that they were not made to lie on. They were made for fencing, and therefore they were not, he felt that they were not makabel tuma. There's another bonus why that they were made for fencing, and that's we're going to go on for source 3, because in that still you have the wire, which is makabel tuma, and that should make the whole mat a problem of being makabel tuma, because Rav Moshe was asked certain of these window shades that were made from wooden slots, but then they were secured on the side with strips of fabric, and he wanted to know, even if they took them apart, can you use that for your schach? Now the strips of fabric are makabel tuma. So Rav Moshe held that the whole window shade is going to be could be makabel tuma, and even as it gets separated, it cannot be you. You can't even just use the wooden slats for schach. And if that's true, then if the fabric on the side of a window shade could passel up the window shade and get those wooden slats to be used for schach, then so too, why not these wire securing along the sides of the mat, why doesn't that passel up the whole mat and make it also makabel tuma? So you look at source 3 in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Alech Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, and he says these vilonot shel eitz, right? And but he says, Shema amid et ha maklota dakim hu arig shemitami b'chol shehu, or mishol shetzpos, depending on the shear. Either way, there's enough of a shear there of this fabric to make it being mekabel tuma. So, and he says, and he quotes different, he skips stuff, but he quoted different sources, shas, mufurash b'kama makom shebishvil ha'arig tami kokli, it would answer the whole kli, af shelo etami mitzad asmo. Even though those wooden slats wouldn't be tame by themselves. In kain gan ha'vilon shel eitz, you rak shute klei eitz, those are good. You can use those. Those are simple wooden slots that you should be able to be used for schach. Yitame mipnei ha'arig ha'machzita eitzim. But since this arig along the side is makabel tuma, so that's a problem. So the question I asked before, so how can the CRC give their heksher? Isn't the wire the same thing as the fabric? But what I mentioned that since the heksher was given on reed fencing, not only was that not made for mats for sitting, and it wasn't makabel tuma because it's sitting, but reed fencing had another benefit to them in that there is asur lishamish im hakarka. These reed fencings, the way they're used is they're secured with metal spikes or wooden spikes, whatever, either one, that are pushed into the ground to secure the fencing attached to the ground. And then they're going to say kol hamachubil karka harei karka, and karka is not matamit makabel tuma, and that way the fencing is not going to be makabel tuma even with the wires on the side, although fabric on a vilon would be makabel tuma because that is not secured into the house. But the reed fencing, since it's made to be put into the ground, that is like karka and is not going to be makabel tuma
when you put it into the ground.
Even before, since it's made that way, made that way, it is not makabel tuma. I think he says it. We'll see if he says even if it's not. Let me take a look. Yeah, the Rambam's going to say. I saw it someplace. Let me just take a look.
Number five.
So the Rambam says it in his Peres Mishnayos that even before it's set into the ground, it's still not, since that's its purpose, it's not.
You're using it for a totally different use, which is chach.
Yeah.
It's never going to go into the ground.
Right.
So
if you look. Right.
Once you give the hashgacha, you ruined it. Because once you give the hashgacha, then it's me, you ought to be schach.
Right. So if you looked at the, I'll show you the words of the CRC. So the CRC, if you look at the last page, look at the CRC, or let's see if he answered it. In the CRC on the last page, just flip to the back. So you look at the last paragraph of the left hand column. Our first answer that the primary use of this fencing is when it is attached to the ground with metal spikes, asur li shamish im hakarka, and is therefore disqualified from being a double makabel tuma. So he doesn't really address your. He doesn't address you, but that was his, I guess, basing himself on the Rambam, Vafilu, Fnei Kviatan, he put more weight into that than you are. So, but let's just look at inside. You saw, four was a Mishnah that says all these metal objects are makabel tuma, except certain things like doors and locks, when they, it's saying that they're not makabel tuma, and I showed you in source five that the Rambam said that the klal would be that since it's mechuber, it's going to be mechuber l'karka, it's arei karka, and therefore even before lifnei kviatan, it's not going to be makabel tuma. So that's how it got away. So that's how they answered. You don't need a mashkiach to say that it's made for shade or it's not made, because again, it's made for fencing. So it was not made for sitting, and they said it wasn't. The wire was not similar to those window shades, because again, the fencing goes into the ground, and those wire, what do I call it? Securing my mid wires are not going to make it makabel tuma. Let's go on to a, however. like I said, at least the okay said string. And now there's another thing. So forget being makabel tuma. There's an issue we'll see of maimid, of supporting the schach with something which is makabel tuma. So the wires are makabel tuma, and it's supporting the schach from blowing away. So therefore, why isn't it a problem, those wires in this reed fencing, why isn't it a problem of maimid? So let's see, what's the issue with maimid? That sugya is in source 6. Gemara and Sukkah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Bet. There the Mishnah says, talks about Hasomich Zukasu Bekari Hamita, that you are putting, you have a bed, and it has walls and a post, and you're putting schach on top of those posts of the bed. So the Tanakhama says that's kosher. And we know that the bed, and those days is going to be, is Kimimitam to a smedrish, so you're supporting those the schach on something which could be makabel tuma, but the Tanakhama is not concerned about. Rav Yehuda says, it's a little long, we'll see how he explains this. In eini yichola amad lipnei asmo psula. Rav Yehuda argues and says, unless if it's straight on the sukkah, it's going to be on the bed, it's going to be puzzle. So the Gemara says, what is the reason for Rav Yehuda to say that it's no good to put schach over the posts of a bed? So they say the Amorayim had a machlokis. Pugi bar Rav Zeir, Rav Abba Barbar. Chad Amar mipnei she'ein la keva. One Amora said the reason Rav Yehuda said you can't put schach on top of a bed is because it doesn't have keva. We'll see there's a machlokus between Rashi and Yerushalmi what exactly keva means. Rashi understands keva is that this bed, it can move with you. So therefore, the ground of the schach in one day A is over here, but if you move your bed, then the ground of the schach, of the sukkah is over there, and that's a Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah should be more of a diras keva than more than the chachamim. So the chachamim said that wouldn't be a problem, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, he thought that would be a problem. The Yerushalmi holds keva is an issue of 10 tefachim between the bed and the ceiling. We'll see, that's how they decided. Either way, it's a problem, something called keva, and however the other Amora says, because the bed is, you're resting the schach on something which can be makabel tuma, and it's a maimid, the schach is a maimid, is makabel tuma, and that's going to be a problem. So the Gemara, and this is the whole Gemara, and then it it's just a few lines, and then there's a new Mishnah. So my benayu. So they say, what's the difference? So he says, okay, let's say you put these shpudim of iron around securely into the ground, and then you were masachich on top of that. So it's not a problem of keva because it's in one place, but it's still a problem of being maimed on something which is the maimed being mekabel tuma. And then Abaye comes down and says it's only a problem when you when you actually put the schach and it's resting completely on the walls of the bed. But if Rashi explains, if you made this wooden frame over your bed and then you put the schach on that wooden frame, then it's going to be kosher no matter what. My timer, because according to the one that says ein lo keva, where you had this wooden frame which is also secured into the ground and it's not moving, so it's not a problem. And the one that says that you're being maimed on davar makabel tuma, if this is on a wooden frame, not on something which is makabel tuma, it's not a problem. That's the whole Mishnah and Gemara. So you see, the only problem of maimed will be if you hold like the chachamim, there's no problem of maimed. And even if you held like Rav Yehuda, if you held like the Amora that says the issue is keva, Rav Yehuda was bothered with keva, it's also not a problem of maimed. It's only if you held like Rav Yehuda and you held like that Rav Yehuda's reasoning is because the schach is being maimed on something which is makabel tuma, and that's the issue, and that's why I don't accept it. That's the only way that maimed makabel tuma would be an issue. So how do some of the Rishonim, how do they line up? So you look in source 7, it says, I brought down the Baal Amor. We'll see further on in Shari Tzion, others that hold like the Chachamim. So it's not a problem of being Maimid al something. Maimid Bedavar Shemakabal Tuma is not an issue. So therefore, this reed mat, even though it has wires going through it, this reed fencing, I shouldn't call it a reed mat, I should call it reed fencing, even though it has wires going through it, and to secure it from not blowing away, it's not a problem if you have Paschal like the Chachamim. The Chachamim don't hold from Maimid Bedavar Shemakabal Tuma. I told you Rashi in source Ace that was talking about the problem of Keva, which was that it's moving, and Rabbi Yehuda says you need a more of a permanent sukkah. The Tosfos though brings down the Yerushalmi in source 9 that discusses Yerushalmi Mashma the time of the fee she'ain la keva. What is the keva? Not that the sukkah is moving, but as I mentioned, she'ain la yutfachim min amita alagad. That's just a side point I brought down for completeness in terms of how they each learn keva. But the issue was that the Yerushalmi you'll see is worried about keva, is not worried about maimida davir Hashem akaval tuma, because he brings down a ma'isa sheb Yerushalayim that these the from Jews of Yerushalayim that they used to take out their beds, maybe place them next to their houses, next to their windows, and they put schach on top of their beds. And it's not a problem. It's not a problem. The reason, I don't hold from the reason the Rishami is saying, these people don't hold from the reason of being maimid bedavar shel makabel tuma, ela bishim she'ein mikor amita l'schach yitfachim ad on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the issue for Rabbi Yehuda was keva, and he happens to explain keva means that there wasn't a lot of space between the bed and the wall. So you saw either the Baal Amor says I pass it like the Chachamim, or you saw that even Yerushalmi who says I hold that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold. Reason for Rabbi Yehuda is the first reason is keva, is not the second reason of being Maimid Davar Shel Makabel Tuma. The riff also interesting when he does is quote our Mishnah, and then he goes and he quotes the Gemara of Abaye saying that if you had this wooden frame, then according to everyone it's good. That's what the riff says. So the rush in source 11 is, and many people you'll see are being medayik in, or at least want to try to be medayik in the riff, even though by no means is it mukrach, but they want to say that since the riff brought down Abaye, and Abaye is only talking within Rav Yehuda, so it sounds like you'll be posik like Rav Yehuda. And he also wants to say that the whole Gemara that we saw didn't discuss the Chachamim at all. All it did was discuss Rav Yehuda. Gave two ton Amorayim, what's the reason for Rav Yehuda? Said, gave a Nafkamina, and gave a Baye's thing that if you did it this way, it's good for both of them. So the whole Gemara is within Rav Yehuda. So since the whole Gemara is talking within Rav Yehuda, they thought, Kaven the Shakla Vitaya Amori, Lefarish Tam Dvarav, only according to Rav Yehuda. And Abaye also is only according to Rav Yehuda. I think that maybe we should pass it like Rav Yehuda. However, the rush is going to still hold that I still say that I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but I think that his reason is keva like the Yerushalmi. So far we don't have a problem of maimid, being maimid with something which is makabel tuma being a problem, because either you're passing like the Chachamim, or we're seeing that even if you talk about Rabbi Yehuda, we're just keva guys of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam also in his Perish Mishnayos on this Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is not because is makabel tuma, but he says diras keva binan, and he focuses on keva. So again, we don't have anybody that has a problem with maimid yet. Where does it start? It starts with the following Rishonim. It's going to be the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, the Ravid, all the people like surrounding the Rif, because they all focused again that the Rif was didn't seem to the Gemara brought down Abaye, and which was with Aliba de Rav Yehuda. So since the Gemara and the Rif is quoting that Shita, seems to be only talking about Rav Yehuda. We thought we should paskin like Rav Yehuda, and they were machmir for the second reason of Rav Yehuda. Shemamida, I underlined it in source 13. Shemamida badava hamakabel tuma. So here we're getting to Rishonim that it will be an issue to put again your schach on metal poles or to have a metal wire running through the schach supporting these reeds, bamboo reeds. I'm going to get to the rest of source 13 a little later in the shiur. So let's just skip to source 14. Over 14, I said 13 was the Ritva. So 14, I just quoted you the Ritva again. Shemami b'dav makabel tuma, and he gives a reason. What's the reason that Maimid b'dav shemakabel tuma is a problem? I'm focusing on here. What did I say? Shu pasul l'tzach gzeira shemayovo l'tzach. The whole reason why you can't use a maimid, which is makabel tuma, because if I look up and I see something which is makabel tuma on my roof and it's supporting the schach, I might come to use something which is makabel tuma for schach itself. And the Ramban and the Ran, again, who focus on Rav Yehuda's reasoning of maimid being a problem, they give the same reason that it's a gzeira ze omed veze maimid kishim shoroi lamid ka. I might come, if you're gonna be maimid with something makabel tuma, I might come to be masache with something which is makabel tuma. This understanding that it's a gzeira is going to be important when we talk about cotton strings being that the okay says is okay.
That is so important. If you have too many cotton strings or too many wires, then you are being masache with the davar makabel tuma. If you say you couldn't...
No, I think it's rove. Yeah, but I don't think they were worried. You're right, so I don't think it's... I think it's saying, even if it's a miyuta miyuta, but if it's the thing that is being mamid, then they're saying, if I see that it supports it, I can come to use it. I don't think it's saying that there's going to be a lot of it, and then... But possibly, you know, it might, you have a miyut, and the miyut comes into the rove. I just think it's maybe because they see it's a main component, or it's functioning in a very, you know, qualitative way, then you might come to, you ascribe importance to it, and you might come to be mesachik with something which is makabel tuma too. Okay, so let's contrast the reasonings of the Ritva, the Ramban, and the Ran of saying why Maimid is no good, and their reason again was Gzeira Shema, you're going to be Masachich with something which is Makabel Tuma. Look how Rashi understands the problem of Maimid. Source 15, the next page. So what's the problem? So the walls are, so it's leaning on something which is Makabel Tuma. Makabel Tuma is only a problem with schach. It's not a problem with walls. But Rashi says, no, being maimed the schach on something which is makabel tuma is a problem, according to Rav Yehuda. This Amora's understanding of Rav Yehuda. Why? Ho will be ikor shulchach elu ma'amidin have ki'ilu sichich b'dava makabel tuma. Since it's being supported by something which is makabel tuma, it's as if the schach itself is it's as if you're being mesachich with something which is makabel tuma.
That's a leap that has no.
No, it is, because the schach is only as strong as what supports it. Without the support, there wouldn't be any schach. That's why it's so important.
Without the schach, you wouldn't have the schach.
Right. So he's saying. So look at the next. So he's going to use that thing. Hakol holech achar hamaimid. Again, I think Rashi is saying, since the maimid is functioning in such an important way, right, and it's supporting the tzach, so it takes on, that maimid is going to take on, the tzach is going to take on the characteristics of the maimid, since the maimid is doing such an important job. Right. So this is going to bring down the distinction that I mentioned in the two previous sources. The nechaku arishon b'tam adava. Rashi says, the tzach takes on, since it's being resting on something which is makabel tuma, it takes on that quality, and it's gonna be puzzle. But the Ran and the Shari showing them say no, it's a gzeira. If I can be mamid, so I might come to be masachik with that type of abject. And what's the nafkamina? The Rush asks, Kate said, if you said that mamid bedavar hamakabel tumah is no good, how could it be that the people put their schach on top of walls? There were cases that were brought down that they had walls and they put schach right on the walls. The walls is made from dirt, is made from stone. You can't use stone and dirt for schach. Kate said, efshel schach agam mechitzah shel avanim ha vekilu sichek ba'avanim. So if you want to turn back to source 13, as I mentioned that we were going to do that, if you look after the second, in the middle of the second line, after I underline, on those walls, those brick walls or those stone walls, you can't use that for schach. He's saying that it's a maimed, since the whole reason of maimed is a gzeira, it's only a gzeira if you're going to use something which you would be common to use for schach. Since no one would be mesachich with dirt or a stone, so therefore the gzeira was never applicable in that time.
Concrete for ceilings as walls, so I don't know what they mean.
Right, what they mean. So I guess they were talking about more...
There's also two different types of ma'amid you're talking about.
Okay.
Before we're talking about the wires, they're woven into the schach.
Correct.
Here he's talking about ma'amid, it's the walls holding the schach.
Right.
It's two different things.
Okay.
It's two different things. The walls, the wires may not be the ma'amid that you're talking about when you're talking about walls.
Uh-huh. So you want to differentiate between... possibly a wall would be more of a reason to say on the sides that you could be maimed on, but something, a wire, might be more of a problem of being maimed.
The wall's not
going to
be
troubled. Yeah. Because interesting. So it's not mekabel tumah. So some people want. I saw that some people want to differentiate that it's only a problem of mekabel tumah, not a problem of anything which is pasul schach. It's only a problem of something which is mekabel tumah, which is a good point. Which are saying the walls are pasul schach, but they're not mekabel tumah. And maybe the whole problem of maimid, very interesting, is only a problem of mekabel tumah, but not a problem of pasul schach.
That would imply that you define the whole thing. There was some sort of shita like this.
Yeah,
have to be a chomer that's rahu l'schach,
right?
Like wood has to.
Right. So I think that
there is a chomra,
right?
It says let's make the walls out of wood dafka because you could use wood as schach.
Right. And then any other person who says that if it is an issue, they'll take all those gemaras and say yes, the walls were something which is makabel tumah, or you know, but. When the schach, they didn't lay the schach directly on it. They put some. They put something in between to, to separate it. So the Bach. So let's continue and say obviously. So the Bach is going to be the most machmir, and he's going to say, however, according to Rashi, right? Rashi seemed to say that since the maimid is such an important part, it's supporting the whole thing, and the maimid's makabel tumah. So it's like the whole schach ki'ilu schach is makabel tuma. He wants to say it's not a gzera. Some people want to say it might even be an issur d'oraisa, and therefore the Bach was saying Rashi delav mishum gzera shema yomru the pasul ela ho vikosh shach elu ma'amidin lasu avikilu schicha b'davar makabel tuma, and he says shakol holech acher ha'maimid. This is the Bach, and v'imim alav asuka psula. So he actually says he's the only one that says this. The Bach is the most machmir that if you, and he says not even on the walls. He said he disagreed. He's not saying that. It's not just a chassidus. You really can't, because it helped you with saying you could put it on walls if it's a gzeira. Because you don't use that material. We'll have to understand how. But people don't use dirt or rocks to for sealing. But it doesn't help you if you think that that it takes on the that it, if that's makabel tumah or pasul schach, that it would ruin according to Rashi everything. So the Bach actually says even b'di'eved, the Bach was the most machmir, and says, because I'm koshis maybe for Rashi, and I think if you were mamid on something, shabakabal tuma, the sukkah is pasul. Asuka psula.
Yeah, right. You have to use that material.
Correct. However, again, he was, again, however, let's see, look, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch, after we went through, again, we saw people so paskening like the Chachamim. We saw many people, the Rishamim and other people paskening like Rev Yehuda, but Rev Yehuda has an issue with Keva and not a problem of Maimed. And then it was only some Rishonim, again, the Ramban and the Ran, who were, and the Ritva, who were talking about that there might be a problem of Maimed being Mekabel Tumah. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Hasomech Zikoso Al Kari Amita. He's quoting a case of our Mishnah. Vakarin Hei Mechitzos. He's passing like the Yerushalmi, right? He's talking about the issue of keva. Keva as defined by the Yerushalmi, meaning an issue of 10. So he does not have a problem of being mesachik, being ma'amid b'davar makabel tuma. However, and then that's what the Gra says. He quotes that what is the Shulchan Aruch basing himself on? He's basing himself on like Rav Yehuda, but a review the Aliba that talks about of Keva, and that's how the Rishalmi and Tosfos learned. However, if you look at another Mechaber, this one in Tuf Reish Chavtet Siv Zayin, he then says something a little strange. If we're saying that really he holds the whole issue was Keva and not an issue of Maimid B'davar Shir Mekabel Tuma, then why does he have the following halacha in source 20? Yesh Lis Tapek Im Mutar Laniach Sulam Al Hagag Kedei L'Sachech Al Gabav. He's questioning, you know, is it permissible to put a ladder, you know, this wooden ladder on top, and then to a wooden ladder. A wooden ladder. So therefore, but still, the ladder is being, I think maybe is something which would have a base keyboard. I think they were trying to say that it had that it would be a problem. So therefore, I think they learned that there'd be a problem in Maimid. So the Magen Avraham tries to say why the first Shulchan Aruch, the first Mechaber, says it's only a problem of Keva. He doesn't have a question of putting Schach on top of a bed. It's not an issue of being Maimid B'Davar HaMakabel Tuma. However, this other Mechaber talks about questioning if you can put a ladder on, seeming to say that Maimid B'Davar HaMakabel Tuma is a problem. So the Magen Avraham says one's B'Dieved, one's L'Chadchila. L'Chadchila, you know, you should not use Maimid, which is Makabel Tuma, but the Evid, if you used it, it would be okay. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah follows. He says, Mikom Makom.
It doesn't say, it's also the second one, 20.
Okay. But the Magavam thought that it would. But the Suffolk, don't use it because the Suffolk is maybe something we might made would be also. Meaning the Chashash, according to those, again, it's the Chashash according to the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ravid, those people would say it would be a problem because we paskin like Rav Yehuda and we paskin the reason of being of Mimin Kabel Tuma. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. We come on Lechatkila Nochen Lizar Bezeh. I'm in source 22. Ki Yishmin HaPoskin Shemachmim B'zeh. And he quotes that Magen Avraham. The Shar Tzion lines it up for us as a Sikkum. And he says, originally, I said, I can't. Look, after I mentioned the Ran and the Ritva, and it will be the Ramban, right, all understood the riff of dealing with Rav Yehuda, and they think that the problem is again being makabel tuma. I would think, and I have this question about a ladder. I would think it's you shouldn't be maimid b'davar asur. However, he goes on in the third line, achrei binusi b'sraim ra'isi, that a lot of people are being makil because either they paskin like the chachamim, and we saw the Balamor did that, and then he's quoting the Ritz Gaius, and we said the Rambam only held like Rav Yehuda in terms of keva, not in terms of maimim b'davar kabel tuma, and he quotes these other Rishonim, the Razar Ben Yishayahu, and he quotes them in the Shigoli Aleket. All of those paskin like the chachamim. So umimelu muvan de'en choshin l'ma shemamin al davam kabel tuma. So really, the halach is we're not concerned with Maimid Amakabel Tuma on, again, at least on a Lechatchila level. Vagam Aran, Shemachmahu Rak Midrabanan. And it's only Midrabanan, he said, remember, he said, Gzei Rashema, that it would be an issue. So therefore, you can be Mekil, Aval, Achen, Lechatchila, Nachem Nizad, as let's say, Sude Koladeus. But if you want to be Yotze, again, the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva, it's good to try to be Yotze. However, they all say, all the poskim say, is that if you got invited out to friends and your friend built a sukkah, and didn't put slots, separating the poles, so don't fake a stomach virus, but you can make a leshiba sukkah, you can make a bracha, and you can eat in your friend's sukkah, because they're saying again, the mainstream shita is going to be that it's not an issue, either because we're passing like the chachamim, or we're passing like Rav Yehuda, that it's a problem of keva. Okay, so however, let's continue. So that's why my Israeli schach used the vine and didn't use the cotton string, because we'll see the cotton string might be something with that they wanted to be not have anything maimid which could be makabel tuma. So they used the vine. So there's nothing in this reed mat that is being makabel tuma. So how was it that the okay what allowed us to use cotton in that reed mat? So let's look at the following. What's the status of cotton? So there, if you look on Sales 24, I brought down the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Bet, which talks about combed flax. Anitzei Pishtan. Actually, Anitzei Pishtan, and it says it's pasul, and talks about different stages of flax. And if it's Hutznei Pishtan, which is raw flax, it hasn't been soaked or combed at all, so then that's raw flax. Of course, it's cut off from the ground, something that grew in the ground, so that's going to be fine. And then there's a question of this middle stage, if it's he didn't know Hushani Pishtan, he's not sure. But
what's the Anitzei Pishtan?
So they talked about some issue. Rashi seems to say that it's a combed flax, and he actually wanted to say that it was possible to be Mekabel Tuma Medrash on that, or is it Saras or something on be Mekabel Tuma, and that's why it was possible. However, the Rambam, look at the Rambam Tosus, learn things about these types of cords, which would be, they say, Sichacha, this is the Rambam, Perakei Halacha Dalet, Sichacha B'Pishtei Ha'Eitz, Shelo Dak Osam V'Lenofen K'sheira, meaning if it's raw, it's kasher, Shedain Eitzu, V'im Dak V'Nofen Sosan, Eim Asachim Bo, Mipnei, what's the reason that you can't use these types of strings, mipneshen ishtanis churoso uchil ena migdole karka. Since it's mishtana, it's tsura, and no longer looks, string, no longer looks like something which grows in the ground, it's changed its tsura so much, so according to the Rambam, midrabanan, string would be no good, it could be to be used as schach, because it's mishtana, it's tsura, and it doesn't look like something which is a gadol from the karka. However, if you look at Tosos says, you know why string, cotton string, let's say, would be no good? It's not because it's mishan et sur, no longer looks like something which is gadol karka. Because, I guess he's talking about Anitzei Pishtan, he's talking about this flax, which was combed. He says, since to go from combed flax to spun flax, which everyone says, which is metame, that one more stage, it says, it's so close to being to a stage which is vadai being makabel tuma. This Anitzei Pishtan, which is combed, is so close to being onto a stage which could be makabel tuma. Hoil the curve hula tuma gazel behen rabban on the posel l'schach. So there was two reasons why Anitzei Pishtan were no good. Either because it's mishana tsuraso and it doesn't look like it's from gadol karka, or it's so close to being something which can be makabel tuma spun flax, and therefore it's no good. Those reasons are important to understand, but either way, both those reasons are only midrabanan. Both those reasons are only gzera derabanan. So look at the Yecheb Adas. Yecheb Adas says the following. And now we're going to combine what I said earlier on. Remember, not Rashi's pshat, but now we're going to combine what did the Ritva and the Ramban and the Ran. They all said it's the Maimid is a problem, but why? Maimid is a problem because gzera. Right, if you use Gzeira Shema, you're going to use Schach, which is Makabel Tuma. So if the whole, but now, if rope and twine and cotton string is only a puzzle Durabanan, so then, and then the whole issue was the Gzeira Shema, so the Gzeira was only made on things which are Makabel Tuma on a Doraisa level. But if you're only Makabel Tuma on a Durabanan level, like Tosa said, or like the Rambam said, they wouldn't make a Gzeira Shema. You're going to come and do schach mekabel tuma with something which is only mekabel tuma on a derabanan level. That's what. And therefore the okay not the CRC. We're going to say they're going to come to a different reason, but that's why the okay and Yecheb Adas says Rav Avadja said you can use cotton. Why? He says he quoted. I left it up, but he quoted those, the Rambam and Tosos, and he says the tshuva. He wanted to know, can you use these michute katana? I think it's cotton, right? If I'm reading it correctly, kutna is cotton. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Cotton. Okay. Mikom makom kol dava shay iser. If the thing that we're worried about is only an issur derabanan, like string, like Tosos said, like the Rambam said, lo gazru chacham less la'amid boschach, there was never a problem to be maimid according to the Yecheb Adas with something which is only makabel tuma on a derabanan level. Mishum shetam she'asa la'amid b'davar she'asa l'sachik bo. He's not quoting Rashi. He's quoting all those other people that talks about it's a gzera. Eino ela mishum gzera shema yomazach bo mamish. Aval k'she'isul sachik bo. So you have a gzeira to use something which is makabel tuma, and then it was only on something which is makabel tuma on a derais level. Not on ba mutan ba schach mishum shegzeira gzeira lo gazrinan lechein chute katan right katana shepisulam leschach hu rak midurabanan. And since we said those katan strings are only a problem durabanan, either because of Rambam's reasons or Tosus reasoning, mutal hamid ba schach lechadchila. However. And he probably quoted, I quoted the Ritva also. He talks about here also, the chol she'ein yisur l'sachek elam igzeira d'rabanan k'go chavilan lo gozu bo smicha to be somich on it, to be maimed it, igzeira he. So the Ritva said the same thing. So however, so now I understand again, the Israeli heksher used some sort of hemp or vine because they didn't want to be maimed with anything which is makabel tuma. The okay said I can use cotton string, and they use the svara of Rav Avadja that we said that since the string is only a derabanan, so you can be the whole isra of maimin, which is a gzeira, again not like Rashi, the whole isra is a gzeira shema, and they only made that gzeira on something which are vada but wouldn't make that gzeira on a derabanan because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. However, how does the CRC, which is metal, right, in their reed fencing. So isn't it preventing those strips from flying away? So you're being mimed with something which is makabel tuma. So how can l'chadchila, at least, we shouldn't be able to use it? So if we'll look at the thing, they come up with something ingenious. They say, don't put, and he's quoting it from Rav Moshe, which I didn't see inside. He says, don't put the reed mats in the same directions as the beams underneath. But if you put support beams perpendicular to your reed mat. So if your reed mats are going, left, right, and then I have these beams underneath it going right, left, what's supporting all the schach? Not that metal string, the metal wire in the reed mats, but it's these wooden boards under the reed mats, which are going perpendicular to the reed mat. That's what's supporting it, and it's being maimed with something which is not being makabel tumah. It's not being maimed. And then they say one more thing. However, the reed mats are also, if it's very light, if it wasn't for that wire, a regular wind would blow it away. So you have to put 2x4s on top, and that goes for anybody. If anybody's 2x2s, okay. So any 2x2s or something, you have to put some wood on, some wood with some weight to prevent it. That in a regular ruach mitzuya, it wouldn't blow away. So therefore, on top, it's not being, the wires are not being maimed because you have a piece of wood on top preventing it. So that's being maimed that it doesn't blow away. And underneath, it's not the wires supporting it. You have those wooden beams that are supporting it. That's when you look at page 3, you look at the picture. They look at placement pictures on the page 3, and if you see there the picture on the left, they have the wooden boards going perpendicular to the direction of the reed slots, so it's those wooden boards underneath are supporting it, so therefore the wires are not being mimed, but the wooden boards are being mimed, and they also have another piece of wood on top, again preventing it from blowing away, which is again for any type of schach that we use, even if you don't use mats, you should have something that prevents it from blowing away in a ruach mitzuya. However, let me just finish up now, 10 o'clock. Let me just say, so that's how the CRC did it. Let me one more time to be Mesakeim. The CRC said it's not a problem of Tumas Medris because, and it's not, and again, if it was just a stam mat, you might have to be concerned. A stam mat made in Asia, people sleep on these mats in Asia, it could be a problem that it could be Makabal Tumah, but these were fencing mats, so therefore it wasn't being Makabal Tumah. Oh, but what about the wire in it? Shouldn't that make it a problem of being Makabal Tumah? He says no, because since it was made into the ground, so and it was asur l'shamashim hakarka, so therefore it wasn't makabel tuma and wasn't equivalent to the velo note of Rav Moshe. And then what about being maimid? What about being maimed? Okay, you know, those wires are preventing it either, you know, from blowing away up on top or at least, you know, or sagging in. And therefore, they got out of the issue of maimed, because if you have wooden boards going perpendicular and another board on top, that's what's being supporting the schach from blowing away or supporting it underneath, and not the wire going across the ends of the reed mat. So therefore, they were okay. I just wanted to show you the Chazon Ish, just to, for some completeness, has this shita that he has. Not only is maimed a problem, but he even talks about maimed de maimed. And I quoted a Ritva, you know, that says lo chashin in shem maimed de maimed. He wasn't choshesh for maimed de maimed. There was another problem I just quoted in 31. Rav El Yoshev talked about maybe these mats are a problem of Xeris Tikra. We know that you can't use a board which is more than 4 amos wide on the Rabbanon level because it's too similar to a roof, more of a permanent roof of a house. So maybe when you have these things secured together, they all become one, something longer than 4 tefachim. But most people said, no, these things are rolled up and, you know, it's too dissimilar to a 4 tefachim beam that you're going to use to support a roof. The last thing I just wanted to finish with was, he said, I listened to a 10-minute halacha by Aryeh Leibowitz on YU Torah, and he said his most common shaila is, can you use the plastic securing cable ties, those plastic cable ties, to secure down the schach mat? So he says, conditional. If you lay your mats on top and you put the piece of wood on that it doesn't blow away in a ruach mitzuya, so, and your only purpose of your zip tie, a plastic zip tie afterwards, is to secure it so it shouldn't blow away in a ruach she'ena mitzuya, that you wouldn't have, if a very, very strong wind came around, you don't want to bother yourself to rebuild it. So he says that's completely okay. But you can't use the tie to just make sure that it's secured for a ruach mitzuya, because then you're being maimed with something which is makabel tumah. But if you're what with the plastic, some people might say the plastic is makabel. If you held that the plastic, or
it can't be used for schach.
Or it's puzzle. Okay, so but you're being mimed with something which is puzzle for schach. You know, that would be in that way. So if it's, you know, so that was
perpendicular.
Yeah.
How is that not possible every single
sukkah? Correct.
No. You have a metal frame.
Right.
That you put a wood beam on top of that.
Right. You can't. You have to have a completely separate.
You can only use one.
Again, if the whole point was that he would say you would still get confused if you looked up, you know. Right. Where has he been? He has to be a wooden frame. It has to be all wood.
Even the nails have to be wooden. Yeah.
Can't use metal nails to port anything together because it's a nightmare.